It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey. Yeah. Let's go for it. We'll figure it out once you hit record.
We already are.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to the Ramblecast.
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 To watch Infinity Wars, press one.
Well, did anyone see it? Well, we might as well start with that. Did anyone see it?
Not yet. I'm seeing it Sunday.
Oh, good.
I saw it.
I have not seen it.
Hey, Matt, your schnoz looks pretty good, though.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Thanks. Forgot about that.
Yeah, thanks. Can we get feeling up pretty good there. This was the worst side.
Man.
So. Yeah, I got some notes that you guys, that people said, funny podcast, but man, you guys were just too cruel to Matt. I said,
who said that?
A couple people. I said, you had to be there. And but then you see the post, and even JP still posting things. I like the one where the little girl, the cat, jumps up and tackles her.
For those people listening at home, which is everybody, the best part about it is that we had no primer to it. There was no like, hey guys, dude, wait, do you get a lot of me when I get on the show? It was like, just before we hit record, I look over and I see you, and I'm like, without even asking, I'm just like, yes. I'm like, I'm pumping my fist in the air. I'm like, this is gonna be great.
And to be fair, that's what guys do. I wouldn't expect anything less from anybody. If I came there with a big bandage on my nose and my story was my cat did it to me, I would expect nothing more than to be torn apart.
Absolutely.
That's just the deal. Must go on, I suppose. I got a lot of cat scratch fever jokes and stuff like that. And,
well, even my wife said, God, you guys are mean, because she
was watching the nose. Video.
I go, look at his nose. It's from a cat.
Yeah, like I can understand how people listening probably didn't get the full like experience, because we had to see it. And like you had this real like shifty looking homemade
bandage
that
it was Chinatown.
Amazing.
Thanks. Yeah, the Chinatown compliment I will take to the bank. So I don't think
I've laughed more at a podcast in years. It was so funny.
It was cathartic in some ways, and I probably deserved it as a, I don't know, cat owner.
You're not like the guy that just went in the lion. The one where the lion. I guess he knew him for the lion from what do they call?
Oh,
it?
Oh yeah, Lion. Yeah. I love that video. And
unfortunately, they had to kill the lion because he had, I guess he was dragging the guy around. But but anyway, so when you have lions as pets, or it was a zoo or something, I don't know.
Well, anyone that's going to be in Raleigh this coming weekend, they can see my nose up close and personal.
I think we should only let patrons see it.
I'm not going to hide my nose the entire time.
Oh, way to be a team player, Matt.
Bandage back up, you know, and everyone who's not a patron, you charge them like a dollar, and then you remove the bandage and put it back on. There you
go. Yeah. Actually, we could go to downtown Raleigh, and you can probably make a fortune.
It looks like I just had a nose piercing at some point in my past now.
Be like a carnival where, you know, they had the...
it's really not that bad
anymore. Come see the guy that fought the tiger.
I got a tick last weekend, but other than that, I'm pretty good. I'm back to normal.
Where was the tick?
On my neck. So. Okay.
I had a tick once. I had a tick once in a different region.
It was very, very anti.
Wait, you had a junk tick?
It was more of a. It was more of the. The boys.
Oh.
I was down. I was taking a shower. I go, what the hell? I go, oh my god.
Did you still have the tick on you?
Oh, it was still on me, yeah.
Oh my god!
So I got the tweezers out and kind of squished it and pulled it off. And
oh man, that's how you get Lyme disease.
Well, that was a few years ago. Nothing happened.
The penis.
But I did have a full head of hair before that. So
downstairs too.
Yeah, completely bald there.
You're like a 70s porn star.
Exactly.
Well, I will say they make this thing called the tick twister, I think is what it's called.
Well, you know what? I wish I would have known that then.
Well, it would have worked. She only charges $20 an hour.
Wait, it would have worked on both ways too.
Do we have a title? Do we have a title for the podcast?
The tick twister.
Tick twister.
Well, we do. It's a very easy thing to get the head out of the body because you don't want it to leave.
Okay, you haven't seen the Avengers yet movie yet, have you?
Me?
No.
So I think you have a superhero power, and I think that you should be in the running for the next Avengers film, maybe even a standalone. You have this amazing inhuman ability. To within minutes of the show start, like create something that we will not let go of for the entire show,
even if it is a tick.
Well, I just was mentioning the tick twister. I think it's a.
I gotta know what the tick twister is. Okay. I guess
is it available on Amazon?
Yeah, it's like a little thing, like a fork, and then you stick it on.
Not you, Siri. Sorry.
So it's like a fork, and you just twist the.
Yeah, like it's like. Like a prong thing, and you slide it underneath the tick, and then you twist it around, and it pops it off.
Hmm. Yeah.
All right.
It comes in two sizes. So
one size does not fit all.
Not when you got ticks. You think you have a really big tick. So
and they grow too because they suck the blood out of you, right? Is that what they're doing?
Sorry, my mind has derailed. Yeah, well.
I don't even know where to start. Hey, this tick is the most fun I've had since my honeymoon.
Anyway. Hello.
Hey, the fun is there for everyone. Just go out into the woods, get a tick twister, and have yourself a blast.
Tick twister.
Look at that thing. Or the tick tornado.
Or the tick tornado.
Tick twister.
Or the tick nipper.
I will say, Jack, like the earliest memory I had of a tick crawling was crawling up my thigh, like probably when I was like five or something like that. And it was
I grew up in the city. We had no ticks until I moved out here. And then, you know, I was like, what the heck is this thing on me right here? Sorry, guys. But they go, oh, it's a tick. You got to get it off you. I said, oh, okay. I know some people burn them off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can just get some tweezers and heat it up and then push it to it'll.
That's what I usually do.
You guys have a dog, Matt.
And yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they have gotten the tick treatment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, which is amazing, by the way. So it's whatever like vaccination they get, was it like every 6 or 8 months or whatever, that causes the tick to immediately die if it bites the dog. Why does that not exist for humans?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because you couldn't have tick twister.
I'm telling you, it's a tick twister marketplace. It's these conglomerates of tick tornadoes that are stopping us from having preventative tick medicine for humans.
Or mosquitoes. I saw one statistic.
Maybe it's too expensive.
The number of people that die from mosquitoes versus the number of people that die from sharks.
I think it's Mike Pence loves the ticks.
I think mosquitoes are the animal most responsible for each death. Yeah, death per year.
Malaria or something like that.
Yeah, malaria and yeah.
Can you imagine dying from a mosquito bite and you're up there or down there wherever which direction you're going? And someone goes, "What'd you die from?" A mosquito bite.
Skeeter got me.
It's like I think I just lose all respect for that person. Am I being wrong?
Well, there'd be a lot of them up there, so they'd
be like, "Really, a skeeter got you?"
What? Why are they? Why are they all just rednecks that died of skeeter bites? Like,
because no one else calls them skeeters.
Steffi British woman up there too.
There's what?
An old Steffi British woman up there too.
Oh, mosquitoes!
Mosquitoes! I don't like those.
I don't like the mosquitoes all that much.
Yeah.
Do they have skeeters in In England? I don't know.
Cockney, we're all
well, they came over.
Dyke accents over.
I got a skeet on my butt.
Everybody's really excited about the new Mary Poppins, so including Nick. So
wait, this is new Mary Poppins?
Yeah. You didn't know about that?
Sorry, I did not get my email notification.
You have a young child. You should know about that.
She's never seen the Mary Poppins movie. What?
I sent that image, I think, to the Owen and Baruse.
Oh, okay.
You know, that where it said like it was all of Disney's releases coming up, and just my mind as soon as I saw Mary Poppins Returns, my mind immediately went to
I hate it.
Well, no, I thought
it's gonna be dumb.
I thought it was a joke. I thought, oh, is this what they've titled Episode 9? I didn't think they were making another Mary.
Oh, sure.
That's
a low Leia dig right there.
She's married to John Krasinski from The Office. Yeah,
Emily Blunt.
Yeah, she's Mary Poppins.
Yeah. Okay.
She's Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's going to be more edgy. I mean, I don't know how you're going to. I mean, I don't know if Dick Van Dyke's going to be in it.
She hooks up with some heroin street bums. She's fixing all sorts of lives, you know?
Dick Van Dyke's in there with a tick twister. I don't know. Mary Poppins, I got a tick twister.
It's real post-apocalyptic. Antarctica is the only continent around, and everybody's fighting for a space of land. It's in the future.
Screw the spoonful of sugar. Just take the damn medicine. She's Mary Poppins slapping you over the head.
Wow. I like this. 50 Shades of Mary. Poppins, that is.
Come on, you know. Hello. Mary Poppins would be more like that than she was, you know. Come on.
Oh, man.
Hey, so
have you ever heard Julie Andrews talk before? I mean, she's a little, you know, risque.
So I did something in the last couple of weeks, something kind of fun, terrible and terrifying all at the same time.
All right.
I'm going to share with you guys now. So we may or may not have a bumper audio file to promote this on this week's show, or perhaps next, but I'll just talk about it right now. So I jumped onto a video podcast of some people that I work with. It's from Tony and Cooley from the Red Beard podcast, shameless plug. They had me on their video podcast recently to do a challenge. And it was a hot sauce challenge. So put things in perspective here. You guys have heard of the Scoville
units. Yeah.
as a marker of heat in peppers.
Yes.
Okay. So the Carolina Reaper, which happens to be one of the hotter or hottest or up there in the craziness of hotness of peppers, is currently, I think, rated like 1.2 or 1.5 million Scoville units. Which is a lot of Scoville units. So these guys over at the Red Beard podcast got their hands on a hot sauce, which is a pepper concentrate as opposed to like a sauce made from a pepper. So it's like a concentrate of a bunch of different types of peppers. I think mainly the Carolina Reaper. And it's called Meet Your Maker. So I'm going to show I'll post a link to it on the Facebook group. I'm going to show these guys here exactly what the bottle looks like. It actually comes in a wooden coffin.
Nice.
It's called Meet Your Maker, and it's rated at 5 million Scoville units.
Wow.
And I don't know why or how, but I somehow got goaded into the idea of...
Is it good on tacos?
So... I somehow got goaded into doing this challenge, and I completed it about a week or two ago. And
that's why we didn't record last week.
Oh my God. This stuff is insanely hot. Now there is a video of this. They did post it on their YouTube channel, and you can find that at the Red Beard podcast YouTube channel.
Is this a video that has you in it too? Cause I'm wanting to see your.
Yeah, it has a video of me in it and a couple of my coworkers.
Okay.
And it's me doing this challenge, which they took about a dime to a nickel size, like drops. It was supposed to be a drop, but they'd been like a little mini pool of this stuff on a tortilla chip. And I completed the challenge. And I'll let you guys go and check out the results of that video on their YouTube page, and I'll put a link to that in the on the Facebook group as well. But I want to thank.
Did you have milk handy?
No, I had water.
Milk. You're supposed to drink milk,
and that didn't help. So I didn't. I chose not to do milk because I was not the first. We were not the first group of people to attempt this challenge on their show. And I was told by the people who did it before me, who prepared with milk, they said that when they drank the milk after doing it, it felt and tasted like the milk curdled in their mouth.
Ooh.
So like, I would not recommend drinking milk. So I took that advice and I did not drink milk with it. Mm. But my partner in crime here who did the challenge with me had some scientific research done that he was so proud to share and fail with during the recording. I'll let you guys check that out as well. But yeah, I completed the challenge, the 5 million Scoville hot sauce. It was pretty crazy. But go on over, check out the Redbeard podcast. They have a great show similar to ours. They definitely focus more heavily on comic books and movies. But it's a fun podcast. And their YouTube channel has the video that was posted today, which is May 2nd. It was posted the video of me completing the challenge with my buddy from work. So check them out.
You see people taking that. Was it called the Carolina?
Carolina Reaper.
Reaper. I wouldn't do it. And I'm not. I don't think I'm gutless. I've seen some guy ended up in the hospital, didn't he?
Yeah. So you should also check out the YouTube videos of people consuming the. Meet Your Maker sauce, the same stuff that I did.
I couldn't. There was one where two girls do it, and one just she's bawling. Then she had to have her pumps. She's throwing up, and I don't get it.
It was pretty intense. I mean, I love spicy foods. I love hot peppers. I love hot sauce. I love buffalo wings. I love the real ghost peppery flavor. I think I love it. I do.
I like peppers on my jalapeno peppers on my nachos, but that's about as.
But here's the thing: is like I have a kind of like a mental awareness of what that pain actually is. So it's definitely a lot of it's psychological because you don't know what to expect, and when it starts hitting you, you're like, "Oh my god!"
The bottle you showed is a pretty big bottle. I mean,
yeah.
Is that a lifetime supply?
Yeah. So here's the thing: so I would say probably like 4 or 5 drops. It came to like a dime sized like a puddle on a tortilla chip. Mm. Now, as directed on the bottle, it says, I think 2 to 3 drops. For 8 quarts of chili.
Damn.
Wow. Well, how far can they go with this? I mean, eventually, are they going to get to a point where they say, okay, this stuff is killing people. Do we stop?
Well, I mean, no, because the people are killing themselves with it because it's completely stupid to do. Like, it's asinine. It really is.
I'm curious though, Chris, like, do you get like one of those cool stickers that marathon runners get? Like, cause you should, no, I mean, no, really, I and there's didn't. A market for that. If not,
so. I did not.
Is there a way to do it where we do a video and I say, and I kind of sneak switch some Pace Picante sauce in there.
New York City.
Mild Pace Picante sauce and go, wow, this is hot. Whoa. Ah, and kind of fake it. Can I do that?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, it was some significantly hot sauce. It's probably it absolutely is the hottest thing that I've ever consumed.
How long did it take to go away? I mean, how long did it was
about 25 minutes, 30 minutes. I will say though, however, no spoilers here. Like it was, I expected it to be like way worse. And I kind of attribute that to the fact that I'm used to eating like hot, spicy stuff that I can kind of mentally get around it a little bit. And just kind of just get through it. But, I wasn't like in pain going to the hospital, but dude, it was significantly, hot.
Yeah, I don't think I'd do it.
Well, but, congratulations for completing that challenge, though. I mean, that's 5 million Scovilles. I mean, that's now, like seven on the Kevin scale.
On this show, we've done the different Oreo flavor. You know, that can be rough sometimes, but you know.
Yeah. But anyways,
I can imagine what it would be like, but I have no concept and would never want to attend such a
feast. Well, you can check out the Facebook, their YouTube videos again. Big thanks to Tony and Cooley for having me on. Again, it's the Red Beard podcast. And you can subscribe to their podcast as well as check out their YouTube page. Their YouTube page is where you find the video.
Here's something. If we could get a certain level of patrons, everybody that does a podcast on this network has to do the challenge.
Can but I then, be exempt?
No. Okay. No. Are you part of the deal?
I've already done it.
Well, so what?
You don't want
to
do it again.
You can speak for yourself. It's
terrible.
I'm just saying, because I think right now we're at a certain level, but say we got up to the $2,500 a month level.
I want the patrons to crucify.
I mean, you're going to get it anyway, Matt. would you guys be willing to do that? We get the broadcast, I wouldn't have to do it more than once, so I'm in more than one podcast, but, you know, Dance with the Stars, whatever podcast, who's ever part of our network has to do the challenge.
If we get to
and we put, I say 3,000. So that's a long ways away.
$500 in the last 5 minutes.
I'll be retired by then.
Yeah, I think you know, by me being naked on a Zamboni, I didn't even come close. So if we can do that,
hit the $3,000 mark, I will absolutely do it again.
All right, there we go. So that's a new mark. We get to quick. Three.
No, well, Matt, one other question before I quit this podcast. Chris, what was it like going through? Like, did it go through you? Was there an aftershock? Like later on, you had like
is this the tick twister?
No.
So I'll say you go through a few different stages of damage, right? So at first you'll see in the video. At first you start eating it, and actually they cut it out pretty nicely. So they cut the video up so you don't really see me calm and collected. They just see the points in which I freaked out.
2 seconds.
Well done, Tony, if you're listening. And you get to that point where you first eat it and you're like, okay, that's really spicy and hot, and you swallow the chip or however you're delivering the sauce, and it starts creeping on you. And it doesn't stop. It just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. So like 4 minutes in, you're just like, just like crying, like coughing. And then for me, it lasted a good solid 25 minutes or so where I was like, holy crap, why did I do this? Like it was pretty intense. And then for the rest of the afternoon, I was fine. And so again, I kind of have an iron stomach, like when it comes to that stuff. So it didn't really have that much of an adverse effect on me after the fact. Talking about gastrointestinally.
Sure. Yeah. I was just curious.
But I will say that the guy that did the challenge with me, he had some issues.
Well, you mean burning out, coming out the other way?
Ring of fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm talking about his butthole.
That's what would scare me. You're sitting, you're afraid to poop because it's burning. Like it's like, okay, this is gonna burn. I've already had the burning in my chest, the burning in my stomach. Now it's gonna burn coming out that way.
The whale has to go somewhere.
That happened on G4 before it, you know, closed. Kevin Ferreira and Olivia Munn. Someone challenged them to do a hot sauce shot competition. And so they just lined up shot after shot of
like shot glass,
shot glasses of hot sauce. And, you know, because they thought they would do like two, maybe three at most, but they got really competitive. And I think they did like 20 something shots of hot sauce.
Ugh.
And then that was the end.
That's crazy.
That was the end of the show. Like that's
unhealthy.
Yeah. But like if you follow them on Twitter at the time, it was just a constant feed of them like hashtagging red hot pooper. Because it's like, you know, like they, for the next day. Hey, that's all that they did was just crap out their guts. It was just this was the worst mistake they'd ever made.
And I would expect burning too.
It's a wonder why that ended.
Whoa,
that was a good show.
Yeah, no, I know, but I just was imagining like that being a good cliffhanger.
I had fun this weekend. Tried something I hadn't done before. A girl I met at Comic-Con she's invited me to her birthday party down. It was like a big group thing. And we played Aerotag, which is something I hadn't heard of before, which is basically like a huge dodgeball court like thing. But instead of the dot playing with a ball, you play with bow and arrow. And
okay.
And so, but the right, end of
it's, can I stop it's, right, it's, right, right now, I'm sure. Thinking that Chris's thing was safer than yours.
Yeah. Well, I had a blast, but so instead of having an actual arrow, it's like a light bulb, but solid rubber. And it's a real bow and arrow though. And you can just, if you know how to shoot, like you're just tagging people from so far away and you're just running. And me being the, the a-hole that I am, you know, hitting people in the head didn't count, but I just tagged people constantly.
So what, so they get hit, how did they light up or what, I mean, what, how do
no,
you know?
No, just think of it like regular dodgeball. Like you're just out there wearing regular clothes, but you have a paintball mask on. So the
okay.
Eye.
So if you get hit, you're out. Unless it's a Kennedy shot.
Yeah, unless it's a Kennedy shot. And then they have these other little specialty things hanging about that are hearts. And if you hit one of those, then people that got knocked out can come back into the game.
Okay.
But a lot of people who couldn't shoot would just hunker down behind these barricades and bunkers and stuff.
Any crossbows or do you?
No, it was you could choose different ones. I think this one that we rented, though, we had the traditional bow and arrow, but you could do different ones weapons. But we all just had the regular ones. But so people that would just hunker down and just have their heads exposed. I mean, you just sat there and just nailed them all day long.
You know, it's not as easy as it looks. The last time I did it, I think the arrow went like 4 or 5 feet.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like some people could shoot well, and some people couldn't. You know,
because it's timing. It's the timing of the release and trying to get used to it.
Yeah.
So I'd be the one hunkering down, hiding.
Yeah,
with my hot sauce.
I mean, I could see Chris especially doing it and having a blast, just shooting people.
Matt would bring his cat.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
But I mean, I had a blast. But I quickly, because everyone that was playing, aside from me, was in their mid-20s. And I was the old fart, but I still did very well, for at least I think I did. But
you ripped off your shirt.
You millennial son of a bitch.
Yeah, but I found out 30 minutes into it how old I was very quickly, and just that my legs went to jello within.
You started talking about Paul Simon?
No, not just because, you know, you still, it doesn't matter how old you are, you still think you can do everything you have been able to do your whole life.
No, not anymore.
Yeah, and
how long did it last, Nick?
A solid hour of running around and
you know, dodging. Oh, I thought we were talking about other things.
Oh, no.
I thought we were talking about Tick Twister.
Tick Twister, yeah.
If it'll last for longer than 5 minutes, then you've done pretty well in your age.
Yeah. Well, 4 hours, you better go see a doctor.
It's like a bottle rocket, you know.
Sorry, I didn't mean to segue there.
Yeah. But like Sunday, I could barely walk because how sore my legs were from just running and sliding and jumping around.
Yeah, it's funny how you say you used to do. I was thinking the other day, I go, a year and a half ago, I was doing college hockey games.
Yeah.
And I go, now I could even go and do a mite hockey game, which is 4, 5, 6 year olds. That's so when you're saying you're old, you think you can do it. No, I know I can't anymore. So, you know,
you mean just because your back, or
it's more my back and my body. Yeah. It just, but you know, when I a year and a half ago, I was able to keep up with these kids best I could, but now I can, like, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do this game that you're talking about. I'd be the victim. I'd be the one Chris gets putting an arrow into.
What about coaching? Could you go into little league ice coaching? You know,
oh, I could coach, but yeah. I couldn't show them how to do it anymore. I could scream at the kids. I mean, I can do that. I can still do that.
So you could be the Bobby Knight of ice.
Oh yeah,
hockey.
Okay. I could throw a chair across the.
That would I would pay
basketball
to see
court.
That,
actually, I don't think I've ever thrown a chair, but I did break a. I had a years ago. I had a. I was coaching and had a dry erase board. It was a thing, and my team wasn't doing what it did, and I just broke the crap of it on the bench of the thing and just threw it all in the corner. And I told everyone, "Get away from me!" But the, you know, you get emotional. You get a.
Yeah,
that's no. That was a game where the referee was so terrible. I asked him, I go, do you play hockey? He said, I go, what league are you in? Because I want to join it. He goes, "Are you threatening me?" I go, "Why? How is that a threat? I just want to play in the same league you're playing in." I thought it was pretty smart on my point. Not, he kept saying, "You're threatening me." I go, "I don't know. Take that to the board and say all I want to do is play the same. I think that's a compliment." But I've mellowed since then.
No,
you've totally mellowed out in your age. You can tell.
Yeah, you know, I'm easy going now. But speaking of Netflix.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'd announced that we would do the show. Got the hiccups. We'd announced we'd do a show that the listeners voted on, and they voted on Lost in Space. So sometime in May, we all have to at least watch one episode. I think, Chris, you've watched all of them, right?
I did. I finished it just a couple of days ago.
I've seen them all. Matt, have you started watching yet?
I am halfway through.
Okay, you're halfway through. Nick, have you watched any of it yet? Okay, so we're just waiting on Nick. So sometime in May, we will give you our review of the new reboot of Lost in Space.
How many episodes are there?
There's 10. Even my wife started watching it with me.
Yeah.
And she would get mad because I would start humming the theme song. Bum, 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 bum. And she gets mad because no matter what I do, I'll do it on purpose sometimes. Mm-hmm. She's like, "Were you humming Lost in Space?" I go, "Maybe." But it's a great theme song.
I've enjoyed the show and I'll keep watching it.
I will reserve my comments and review until everyone has seen it.
Exactly. But it could be, well, we don't have to wait for Nick to finish. We can just wait for him to watch a couple episodes because I'm just guessing he's going to hate it.
I don't know. You never know.
I'm in this far. I'm gonna keep watching it. I got derailed with Voltron, Defenders of the something.
Did you guys watch Handmaid's Tale?
No.
I never have.
It's a great show, but I'm telling you right now, it's nothing but depressing. I mean, it's not you can't watch that and go afterwards, "All right, hey, I'm in a great mood."
So it's Black Mirror?
I think it's worse.
Mirror. Mirror.
We have Elizabeth Moth, who's the star of it, she's a fantastic actress.
And you do
feel the emotion she feels, and it's just like, my God, this show. And the first two episodes of this season, my wife and I watched it. I go, "I'm just in a depressing mood." But it won't stop me from watching it. It's a great show.
So let me tell you about a show that I watched today that was the opposite of that feeling, that emotion. I was very, very hesitant about watching this show. But I am so glad that I did, and I've only seen two episodes, and that is a show that actually debuted today on May 2nd.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
On YouTube Red, and the reason why I've only seen two episodes is because it's actually the first two episodes are free, and then you have to sign up for a trial and or pay for a subscription to YouTube Red. But Cobra Kai launched today. It was something that I was like, I remember seeing it thinking it was a joke, the trailer thinking it was like one of those,
put him in a body bag.
I thought it was going to be like one of those Crocodile Dundee jokes from the Super Bowl. But no, it's not. YouTube actually created a TV show called Cobra Kai, which picked up 34 years.
Hold on a second. It's been 34 years since that came out?
1984.
Holy crap. I was 22. Well, how old was it? 22.
I was 4.
I was happy then.
So,
my parents were married.
It's a continuation of the Karate Kid story. That point. The original Karate Kid story with Danny LaRusso. And Johnny Lawrence.
Is he wearing his Charger jersey?
No.
Because in the original, remember, he's wearing a Charger jersey.
Sure, he is.
A San Diego Charger jersey.
So I got to tell you, I watched the first episode on my break today. And I had a smile across my face the entire episode. So they do some really cool stuff. So first of all, there's a scene in the first episode where it's like a flashback scene going back to the final fight in Karate Kid.
Is Elizabeth Shue in it?
No, she's in. She's in the flashback.
Daniel cheats. Or Daniel cheats with a blow to the face and wins.
I don't know. So they do like a flashback to, because Johnny in the present day is like this drunk who's doing odd jobs and like living almost nearly homeless, but living like a, I'm not gonna tell you where he lives. You have
Is that because he lost?
His life went downhill after he lost. Yeah.
Well, he should have swiped the leg.
He did sweep the leg.
That's right. Put him in a body bag, Johnny.
He didn't give him a body bag. But anyway, so I don't want to say too much because there's a lot of stuff that you're going to see if you watch it and be like, oh, it's awesome.
Well, they work together, right? Is that the deal?
Nope.
All right.
But there's always been this longstanding, like you know, conspiracy theory that Danny LaRusso is actually the bad guy.
He is the bad guy.
and it's like they made this show for those conspiracy theorists.
Nice.
It's fantastic. It's
how is he the bad guy?
Because you want to talk about it or you want me to do it? You can do it.
You go ahead.
Okay. Well, if you look at the story and just look at it and from that point of view, like go into it as Danny is the bad guy.
Is it because he's from New York?
No, it's because think about it. He comes into town. And he was walking down the beach early in the movie, and you see Johnny, who says this, like, hey, I was a misfit, but this year is my last year of senior year. I'm going to have a good time. I've turned myself around. He talks to his ex-girlfriend, who is
Elizabeth
Shue, and she's like, I don't want to talk to you right now. He's like, well, I want to talk to you. Like any high school couple would. They're arguing about, you know, leave me alone. No, I want to make up, whatever. And LaRusso comes over and puts his nose where it doesn't belong. Takes the radio and then hits Johnny first. Johnny did not do anything.
But you just said Johnny was harassing Elizabeth Shue.
He wasn't harassing. If you watch the movie, he's not really harassing her.
She doesn't want to talk to him.
Yeah. But
no means no. You walk on.
Hey. It continues on though. Like, you know, like Johnny's just in the bathroom smoking a joint, minding his own business. Danny picks on him, you know, gets him wet.
Well, Johnny also got his butt kicked by five guys. Was it four guys? How many of the Cobra Kai's beat Johnny up?
Yeah.
Not Johnny, and
then
Danny.
Then the old man, busybody and child beater, comes over and defends him.
Well, to be fair, Pat Morita was a drunk, so, you know, in real life.
Well, the whole reason he learns karate is to kind of fight him, really.
Well to defend himself, right?
No, it's like you can look at it in a different way that he's actually.
So Elizabeth Shue should have stuck with Marty McFly.
We're saying that the Karate Kid movie is the propaganda and that what YouTube has put out is the real deal.
It's the real deal.
Yeah. So, so you're watching this, right? And like the first episode is from the perspective of Johnny. And it's glorious. Like, total. Like bum, but he still drives like a 1984 Pontiac Firebird. Like
hey,
all this stuff.
That's a nice car.
Yeah, but it's 2018. So it's fantastic. So like the way that they used like the musical soundtrack was so awesome. Like there's like two or three different parts where it's like Johnny listening to music. And it's so like 80s. It's fantastic. It's so well played. And like, the very ending of episode one, like he just kind of like flips a switch and he gets all like determined. And there's I'm not gonna give away what music was playing in the background, but this song comes on and I spit out my coffee and I wasn't even drinking any. It was so good. Like I was like this is amazing. And episode two. At the end of the episode, goes well, and Ralph Macchio comes up in those little, you know, next video from YouTube, like little boxes that come up in the screen. And goes, okay, so you saw it from Johnny's perspective. Now check out episode two, so you can see it from Daniel LaRusso's perspective. And you go into like Danny LaRusso, like after he encountered Johnny in the first episode, it's fantastic. It really is. I hope it continues to be as fun and as good as
I'm excited. You've sold.
Hold on. When Danny's playing soccer, they're all ganging up on him.
But Danny stole the ball. Danny stole the ball. Yeah.
That's part of soccer. You're supposed to stop your opponent.
Danny stole the ball from the people that are playing. Yeah. He stole it.
Jack, just YouTube.
I am Team Johnny.
Yeah, just YouTube Danny LaRusso or Karate Kid. You know, Daniel's the bad guy, and watch it. It's whole YouTube
it's
clip.
So good.
It's so good. It proves the case.
And for listeners that are familiar with it, I'll just point out that I think How I Met Your Mother, the main character, but Neil Patrick Harris's character in that show has a whole like huge thing about this whole conspiracy, and that kind of plays out on How I Met Your Mother. So
I will say though, here's the caveat, is that if you are not familiar with The Karate Kid, this show will suck.
we're not talking about the remake with Will Smith's kid.
Yeah, it's not like you have to watch.
And not the one, with Hillary Swank. We're talking about the Danny LaRusso ones, right?
So I watched it. I was so excited after watching the first episode. I'm at work and I call a bunch of my employees. I'm like, guys, did you hear? Like, it's live on YouTube. Finally, it's out. Cobra Kai. And everyone's just like, what?
He's still hooked on that.
It's from Karate Kid. And they're like, what's Karate Kid? Mm. And I'm like, God damn it.
And you were only, you said 7 when it came out?
I was 4.
Yes. 4 when it came out.
Yeah. Like I remember when Karate Kid 2 came out, yeah. I think it was 6.
That's when he goes to Japan, right?
Yeah. He was a man that would fight for her honor.
And they do that what's that thing?
Yeah, that exactly. So that little hand drum. Yeah,
I'm sure he's the bad guy then too.
So probably that came out the years that I first went to Disney World with my family, and I remember going to Epcot Center and going to, you know how Epcot's got different countries and stuff. I think it was in Japan. Mm-hmm. And they were selling those little things. Like,
hold on a second. You know it's really not Japan, right?
Okinawa, Japan?
Yeah, you know it's not Japan when you're going to Epcot.
Right. But like in the Japan area of Epcot, they were selling those little things, like that little hand drum that has the little beads that go back and forth.
I used to have that as a kid.
Oh, so cool.
Hours of fun. Okay.
My parents were like, this is the worst thing we've ever purchased our child.
But it had no batteries, so.
True.
Yeah, you had to use your own energy.
But, yeah, so I'm excited. And I am absolutely going to sign up for at least a 30-day trial of YouTube Red so I can just, like, crush the series.
What else is on YouTube Red? I mean,
I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is definitely a ploy to get as many people to sign up for YouTube Red as humanly possible. And I am hook, line, and sinker.
Are they all released now? Or
yes.
Okay.
We talked about it a little bit on Westworld because Mike got to see some preview or a couple episodes ahead of time. It's like Ralph Macchio, he doesn't age.
No. He's aged really well.
I hate him.
So Johnny did not age well.
Yeah.
Johnny doesn't age well.
Yeah.
No.
Because he's got to be, in his early 50s, I would think.
Well, the actor played Johnny always plays a bad guy. Like, he was in the Back to School with...
he doesn't look that bad.
Robert Downey Jr. and what's his name? Rodney Dangerfield. He plays the bad guy in that one.
Hmm.
So you're telling me that he's not the bad guy? I don't believe it. He's the bad guy in Karate Kid. Sorry.
Well, Ralph Macchio is not young.
No, Ralph, but I think he's my age. But I could be his grandpa. I could play if I was in the movie, I could play his grandfather.
I mean, Rob Lowe have like some like weird.
Oh, screw Rob Lowe too. I hate him.
So what was crazy was I think we mentioned this on back on the Married Man show, but when Pat Morita died,
he didn't donate his liver.
Ralph Macchio was the same age as Pat Morita was when he did Karate Kid.
Really?
Oh, weird.
Yeah. So Ralph Macchio was born in 61.
So he's older than me.
He's 56 years old.
Jerk. What a jerk. Maybe we can get him on the podcast. We couldn't get Richard Grieco. Maybe we can get Ralph Macchio.
Maybe we could.
Does anyone have any connections out there to Ralph Macchio? Anyone listening? If you do, let us know. JP.
Yeah, JP's just on that.
He was nice. He sent me the link to that.
Ralph Macchio?
No. To this, you know, the con that he got the autograph for.
Grieco.
Like, there's a lot of people that go to that
thing. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's some It's he sent me some things like, I'd like to go there. They're like Lee Majors from The Fall Guy, $6 million man, Big Valley. I mean, there's huge. I mean, from my, you know, when you're a kid, and when I was a kid, I mean, there's big stars out there. But
he sent me a link because after we were talking about Super Fuzz, he like loved the fact that I knew Super Fuzz. JP did, and
JP drinks a lot.
and then in the trivia where I was talking about what was the first, you know, PG-13 film, he's like, did you ever see, it's like some like dreamscape or dream something?
Yeah, totally.
The second PG-13 movie ever made with Dennis Quaid and
totally.
And I've never heard of it. And I was like, you know what, I'll watch it. And it's actually a very good concept, but a very 80s film.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
What's wrong with the 80s?
But back in the day, like when you watched that movie, like it kind of stuck with you. I mean, it really, like, there's some like kind of trippy stuff with that movie, Dreamscape. Yeah,
I think that's a movie that if it got remade today, it would be a remake. I'd be like, oh, this could be a good remake.
Oh yeah, totally.
And Logan's Run. I've talked about, how long have I talked about Logan's Run remake? And I guess the director just died. He was 98. Director of Logan's Run just passed away. 98 years old. I can't remember his name. Sorry.
did we have trivia again this week?
I think we have trivia, but it's almost 11:30, so I don't know if we want to go into all the questions. Well, not our trivia, but we've had a couple of people send in trivia.
Oh, okay.
Boston's already saying no because he's a big wuss.
Well, he doesn't want to. He's like the boxer that wins the title.
Well, that's me. Yeah,
and then a voice like Rocky.
He's Rocky III in the beginning.
I'm the Danny LaRusso of this podcast.
How about we save the trivia for our After Dark?
There you go.
There you go. Yeah. But is Rocky a bad guy? Because he wins. Is that we're gonna? Is he the bad guy?
Rocky's not a bad guy.
No. Well, but Danny LaRusso is.
Yeah, because he won by cheating. He kicked a guy in the face.
But dude, he did it doing the crane thing.
Do you think he totally referenced that show? It's so good.
So, I can't stop talking about this. So, there's actually in the beginning they do a recap of that final fight. But check this out. So they went back and they found footage from Karate Kid 1 they didn't use in the movie.
Oh, nice.
So there's actually a shot where, like, you see it's the crane kick shot, and it's a different angle that they didn't use in the movie of him getting kicked in the face. Like, whoop-ah! Like it just,
oh, so he actually gets kicked in the face.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And it's a shot they brought back from the original movie and they blended it in perfectly. It looks awesome.
Now you know,
you guys got to go watch it.
You know, if the movie was made today, Mr. Miyagi rubbing his hands together and then putting his hands on Johnny, he'd probably get arrested. just saying.
Good of you to point that one out.
Yeah, am I right? Am I right?
I'm not touching that one.
Well, yeah. Miyagi, well,
you can take that to Dateline.
Tick Twister. Anyway. No, I when I used to ref hockey, we used to have to take a test, a 2-hour test of things like that. So, no, I'm not going there. My gosh!
You can admit on the next show that you rubbed your hands together and put it on something.
Leave it at that. Anyway, speaking of stairs, my wife is always, our house is really dark. And we have this dark carpet of the stairs. She goes, can you get some kind of lights? I'm worried about falling down the stairs. So yesterday at Target, at Lowe's, I found these lights. You know, the ones you press?
Oh, yeah.
They lights. Come on. Cap sure. lights. Well, they have ones with remotes. So I got three of them with batteries and I put them in. And I put a little remote by our door leading out. I go, just press this on. And when you walk down the stairs, the lights are on. So you won't have any problems. So I put everything in there yesterday, and guess who fell down the stairs yesterday with the lights on? My wife.
Oh, I thought I was going to guess you.
No, it wasn't me. I hold the railing. I'm not stupid. Okay. But
wow.
So I put the lights up, and she ends up falling down the stairs. And then, of course, she's mad because I'm at the bottom of the stairs. Why didn't you catch me? I go, well, I had my hands full of stuff. What was I going to do? It was like slow motion.
So she doesn't listen to this episode.
I'll tell her. So she hurt her knee. So she hurt her knee, but I'm like going, well, so I'm going to get more lights. So because I didn't put one at the bottom of the seat. I see her point. It is dark. It goes from really light to dark, and she missed the step. So my bad.
They do make an IKEA light that's just like a sensor activated, and there're probably some other ones out there that are just sensor.
Oh really?
Yeah. That are kind of like the same style that are like,
well, thanks for telling me that now, Matt.
I got some a couple years ago to put in my hall closet, and it worked out great.
I just thought it was a great idea. I said, this is perfect for you, see? But she had never fallen down the stairs.
I didn't know about your troubles with the stairs, and
well, you know, I was worried because, you know, most you see these guys all the time that get arrested because their wife, they end up pushing their wives down the stairs.
Oh.
And I go, I don't want to go to jail. So I wanted to get the lights to help her out. But I go, why don't you hold the railing? But she's stubborn.
I'm glad that you have this podcast as your alibi for the future.
Well, exactly. I'm like the Danny LaRusso. I'm the bad guy because I'm down the stairs.
You should get her one of those chairs, you know, electric chairs.
You're laughing at that. I need the electric chair. We've talked about selling our house and getting like a ranch style house because we have the two story. Mm-hmm. Sure. They just sold the property next to us. It's been like a 39 acres or whatever it is next to us. It's been sold, and they're doing the what do they call it when they have those surveyors out there doing it?
Home inspection.
Well, no, they're marking out the land. We ask them, well, who bought it? I don't know. Well, what are they going to do? Because I guess it could be commercial. It could be anything. It could be commercial. It could be apartments. It could be condos. It could be housing. It
could be landmines, and that's dangerous.
I'm okay with landmines because at least nobody's moving next to me.
Right, but then they're there for years. Forget about where they're at.
We've had, you know, we have great neighbors next to us, but we have no one on the other side of us, which is perfect. Nobody wants neighbors. We could get jerks next to us.
I would love it if the swing set neighbors of Jay and Colleen decided to move into your neighborhood.
Well, if that happens, we're gonna sell the house.
No. If that happens, we need to set up a 24-hour camera to watch every interaction because I think it's a podcast in itself.
Well, I probably would do that, but you can't get a straight answer out of who because our street, there's no street. It might connect all the way through, and these people drive down here like 100 miles an hour. And, you know,
slow down.
It's like that sign they say, the people have the sign saying, please drive like your kids are out here playing. And I want to put on the sign and say, I hate my kids.
Drive by. Wrong sign, guy.
Of course, I don't hate my kids.
Slow down. There's too many trees around here.
If we didn't have lights up on our people would be end up in the forest because they do drive down like 100 miles an hour. It's crazy. So we'll see what happens, but we might be selling our house soon. Anyway, if you want to buy it, it could be for sale,
especially at a higher patron level.
What will happen with the deer?
Will the deer be gone? That's another problem too, because the deer won't have any, and we have like 18 deer now out here. They'll be, I don't know where they're going to go, but there won't be any space for them because Raleigh is booming. Raleigh, I mean, the construction wise, they're just ripping anything that has a tree is being torn up and they're building house because there's not enough housing down here. So we'll see what happens. But as long as they put I'd be happy if they put $400,000 homes next to us, increases the value of my house. So I feel bad for the deer.
A friend of mine is in the market for a home in Raleigh, so I will pass the word.
Well, it depends on what they put next to us. If they put apartments, yeah, I'm selling right away. But if they put like a strip mall next to us, I'm selling right away.
I hope they name it something having to do with deers, you know, like Buck's Way or, you know, Deer Haven.
They got enough places out here with that name.
What is a gentleman's club?
A gentleman's club.
Gentleman's club. Do I get some kind of special rate for going over there? Because they can be pricey.
Yeah, they can.
I know the one we took Jay to for his bachelor party. That was ridiculous how expensive that was.
You never have to pay a cover charge.
What about the tips?
Where do we go? Oh. Yeah.
I thought we lost Chris for a second. Like, you know, he's been pretty sleepy.
Oh, and then, he perked up right there, didn't he?
Where did we go?
Okay, that was my fault.
Now that all the
Wait, are you talking about in Raleigh or up here?
No, not up here. Here, next door.
Oh. In Raleigh, yeah. So, so no cover charge and a complimentary.
I can get it. I can get it. I can get a job as a valet. What do you think? Parking cars.
I don't think. Yeah.
No.
I think you can do better. You're selling yourself short, Jack.
Okay. Sure. But you're coming down this. Speaking of coming, you're coming down this weekend, right, Matt?
Yes.
So Raleigh, North Carolina.
I will be there on Friday.
Chris and Nick both said go to hell.
Yep. Yeah, I did.
You're coming down with just Dan.
Yep. So
I would take a photo of yourself and send
I'm leaving a note for my wife.
Well, I'd like maybe put an Instagram so people know that you're in the car with Dan so he can't.
This is the time when you turn that share my location with my friends. That's what I was about to
say. Yeah. Oh, okay. Good.
Geotag tips. As many photos as possible.
You got lucky last year.
This would be the time, you know, like my guard's down. He thinks that I don't suspect him.
It's all easy. The cat took you down. he's thinking, oh, match is easy.
easy money. I will be there on Friday. Looking forward to seeing everybody.
Are you coming from dinner? Case or Carbone?
I think we're going to get a earlier head start as we head out on Friday morning. So
nice.
And looking forward to all of the events and what goings ons.
What are they? Do you know what the events are?
I have no idea. I'm just going to be along for the ride.
Because people keep asking me, I go, I don't know.
I assume that I will be hanging out with people that I know at some point, eating food, drinking some things, going to places. And
At least you're showing up where two of the other people on this show are not.
Wow.
I wish I could make it down, but
I understand.
Not in the cards.
I have to go to a party. This woman we know, she graduated from nursing school, so we're going to a party on Saturday night.
Nice.
So I'm going to mess Saturday night.
Oh, whatever happens Saturday night, you're not there for.
I'm not there for it. So
okay, we'll make sure we hide the body on that night.
There you go. Dan's good at that. He hasn't been caught yet.
Not yet. So anyway, if this is my last podcast, it's been good being on the Ramblecast. Thanks for having me. Realize that if I am still on this podcast, I will have to probably do some kind of 5 million Scoville test in the future. But, you know,
well, once we hit 3,000 K a month.
Right. Totally. Yeah, we're all set.
I think if we post the video, I got to watch the video of Chris. I think that might be an incentive for people to become patrons.
So once we post the show, I will post that link to that video as well if you haven't already Googled it. But yeah, I'll put the show on the Facebook group.
And I just had one more thing to say. Congratulations to The Simpsons for becoming the longest scripted television show in history of TV.
Wow.
I'm not a huge fan of The Simpsons. I did like the open, because they beat Gunsmoke. If you guys don't know Gunsmoke, they start off with, I think,
for Nintendo.
No, not for Nintendo.
No, TV show Gunsmoke.
Zennial joke.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bart Simpson. It started with the opening scene, Bart Simpson fighting James Arnaz in a gunfight, and he kills James Arnaz.
Nice.
So there you go. Because James Arnaz never lost.
Wow.
Ever. But anyway, congratulations to Simpsons. 29 years, I think it's been on.
Yeah, never offended anyone ever with anything that they've ever done, and they've been spot on with
anybody. Anybody still watch it?
I have not caught. I'm more fluent with Bob's Burgers lately. I really enjoy Bob's Burgers.
It's that is a funny show. Yes,
I go to. So, yeah, you know, every now and then I might like Simpsons are on or what have you, but I don't.
I haven't watched it in years, but Jay used to like it when he was a kid. His mom was like, he shouldn't be watching this show. I go, it's fine. Let him watch it.
Sit on it, Potsy.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I got. That's it. Anything else?
No, let's blow this popsicle stand.
Because it's almost midnight here on the East Coast.
Sure is.
And I saw Nick was yawning. It's not even 9 o'clock on the West Coast.
That's right.
I guess that's all. I get that's all. Could you?
I get to sleep in tomorrow.
Oh, do you?
Because I have to work late.
I get to sleep in tomorrow.
Chris is like, WTF, man.
I got to get up at 5:30.
5:30?
Jeez.
What time do you have to be at work?
I have to be at a meeting for 8:45.
What time are you going to go to sleep?
I got
to
get my, I'm in like 6 minutes. I got to be at a meeting 8:45, but I have to get my kid squared away in the morning. And then the meeting's not close. So I got some driving to do.
All right. Well, so we should end this.
Yeah.
All right. So if you like this show, and who doesn't, if you want to become a patron, you want to see the hot, what's the hot sauce challenge? What's Liquid Death? What was it?
It was Meet Your Maker hot sauce.
Meet Your Maker. Every person who does a podcast on the Jay and Jet Network, if we get up to $3,000 a month, every person, yes, Matt, you too, every person will do the Meet Your Maker challenge.
Asterisk. Sound asterisk.
So there. So you become a patron, go to jayandjack.com. It just says become a patron. This show would not be anything without our patrons. Nothing. We wouldn't do it. Am I right? Man.
I love our special patrons.
Yeah, all of them.
Who are they?
Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter Glaffler, Molly Millennial, Maggie
the Money Bags.
And Ed.
No, she's Meg. Oh, okay.
Whatever you want to call her, I don't care. And Ed, the creepy letter carrier.
The creepy letter carrier.
Thanks for doing what you do. And hey, thanks for everyone who's listening. And also, if you shop Amazon, and who doesn't? Go to Amazon. Is it jayandjack.com/Amazon?
Get the tick twister. Right. Check it out.
Yeah.
Not too much.
It could save your life.
From Lyme disease.
And don't forget to check out my friends over at the Red Beard podcast, the guys who had me on their show. Again, you can check out their YouTube channel with a video of me doing the hot sauce challenge is. And if you're interested in TVs, movies, and pop culture video, another podcast about TVs, movies, and pop culture, you can check out their podcast.
Is it a structured podcast? Do they have like a...
It's a wee bit more structured than we are.
Oh. All right, guys, that's all I got. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
See ya.
See ya.
Great show, guys. 1 in a million.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.